Chapter 25.
"We'll find the right spot for her,"
Sasha said, wiping tears from his eyes.
"A beautiful one.
Perhaps he needs some time to mourn,"
Bezog said, extending his hand to Sasha. Nath's thoughts were racing.
"No,"
Nath said.
"I'll feel better looking for Brenwar."
He started up and eased back down.
"Ugh, I'm stiff."
He glanced at the torn scales on his arms and legs.
"But I'm alive. Just paying for it."
Grimacing, he took Bezog's hand and pulled himself up.
"Would some of you mind watching over her while I look?"
"Not at all,"
Bezog said.
"I'll stay here with my family while the rest of you go and look for Brenwar."
Ben came forward.
"I believe this is yours."
He held out Fang.
"And it's good to see you, Dragon."
"You too, Ben,"
Nath said, extending his hand. They shook, and then he took Fang. The polished dragon pommel was warm in his hand. Invigorating. He caressed Fang briefly and strapped his scabbard around his waist.
"I miss the both of you."
He noticed two men with strong elven features he hadn't met before.
"And this must be Samaz and Reri?"
"Indeed,"
Bezog said.
"And that man is..."
"Gorley,"
Nath said.
"Yes, I know. Glad to see you survived, my friend."
"I'm glad you made it through. I had my doubts when you departed for the valley."
Nath nodded to Shum and Hoban, and they made slight bows in return.
"Well, let's go find Brenwar. As much as it hurts, it'll only be worse if we don't give him a proper burial."
He glanced at Bezog.
"The next step in this war will have to wait. For now."
"Agreed."
Nath and his friend started off after Pilpin. He'd made it beyond the great stone portal he'd passed through before when his scales began to prickle.
"Nath!"
Sasha yelled after him.
"Nath!"
He whirled around. Shum and Hoban had their elven blades ready and formed a wall in front of Selene. Bezog and his family had backed off.
"What are you doing?"
Nath said, jogging back toward the throne. Shum and Hoban's expressionless faces didn't speak. Behind them, a monstrous winged ape appeared with Selene in his hulking arms.
"Put her down!"
Nath yelled. He started to run, but he was so weak. His legs were like lead, and he was tired. So very tired.
"Shum! Hoban, what are you doing?"
Sansla Lieber's eyes locked on his. A snarl bared his white fangs. He spread his wings and leaped into the sky.
"No!"
Nath said, stretching out his hand, trying to change.
"Bezog, use your staff! Stop him!"
Bezog raised the Elderwood staff over his head, but then slowly let it down. Sansla disappeared into the coming night. Gathering what strength he had left, Nath rushed over and confronted Shum and Hoven.
"Traitors! What did you do that for?"
"He is our king,"
Shum said, sheathing his sword.
"He knows what is best."
Gold eyes blazing, Nath grabbed Shum by the collar and picked the roamer up off his feet.
"He's a monster!"
"He is our king."
Nath slung Shum away.
"No!"
He fell to his knees and started pounding the ground with his fists.
"No, no, no, no!"
Chest heaving, he said,
"Where is he taking her?"
"Where it is best."
"That is not an answer."
"I don't know, but it will be for the best."
"Was he going to bring her back?"
Nath said, hopeful now that he remembered.
"Like he did you?"
"I'm afraid not. His magic only works on roamers." and at that, only every century or so. I was fortunate.
Shum rested his locked fingers on his belly.
I'm certain the High Priestess is gone, but evil still lives within her. It must be destroyed.
Head down, kneeling, fists resting on the ground, Nath shuddered a breath. Selene had tormented him, lied to him, abused him. Was it even possible for her to be redeemed? Had she really given her life to see Gorn destroyed? He pushed himself off the ground, swayed, and then straightened himself. All eyes were on him. He could feel the essence of his friends. They were resolute, determined, ready, capable, patient, faithful. He lifted his chin and nodded.
No, looking back now, he said. Let's find Brenwar. I can already hear him complaining about missing his funeral.